Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Here comes a throw home. He's going to be out at home. Oh, what a throw by Soto.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I like it, Zoo. 11:03, BT and Sal on The Fan. Our Knicks getting ready to roll tonight, we hope. So we'll get back to these Knick calls in a second, obviously. Listen, you know, it's May, but it's still a tough way to lose. The plate with Pete Alonso last night. They got to get their act together, Major League Baseball. Now, this doesn't obscure the fact that the Mets were 0-for-5, you know, runners in scoring position, last 10 games. They've averaged about 2.5 runs per game. I think only once they've had over 4 runs in those 10 games.
Who cares?
They're not hitting, man. Yeah. They're not hitting. But, I mean, come on. And what is the rule for the play at plate? I thought I knew what it was. You can't step on the plate without the ball. There's 2 or 3 other things, you know, whether you've got it straddling the foul line or be here. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, well, watching it live, the umpire made the wrong call in the moment. Forget about even the obstruction, which is just... If the rule's in place, abide by it. Yeah. It's a stupid rule anyway. But if they didn't have the rule, Pete would have barreled the guy over, stepped on home plate, game would have been tied.
Okay.
Now, how about this for starters? Let's reverse a little bit. Would it kill Jeff McNeil to get a base hit? I mean, a little lazy sack fly to left field. He can't even hit it deep enough to score Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
But get a base hit, Jeff. That's what you're there for. Get a base hit, win the game so we can all go home. So, no, he can't do that, so it leaves it up to this type of play. Now, when Pete slides in, the old baseball eyes, like just watching it, Pete's arm clearly slid in between the legs of the catcher before the ball got there and before the tag was down. He should have been called safe. There's no way the ump could see his hand come up. Inexplicably, I don't know why his hand comes up. It did. If it stays down, he's clearly safe. But because the ump butchered the call, he got lucky that Alonso's hand came up. They go to replay. They can't overturn it. Mm. Where technically, if you called him safe on the field, they wouldn't have been able to overturn that either. So there are two separate things at play. The ump doesn't know what he's doing. The rules are ridiculous. And Alonso can't slide. Oh, and by the way, Jeff McNeil can't hit. What does it all add up to? A Mets loss.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get back to these calls here. But I was saying to you earlier, like, I watch baseball every night. So do you. I watch Yanks and Mets every night. I bounce around MLB Network. I catch the highlights. I love the sport. I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw a cutoff, like a relay play at the plate.
Yeah.
Where a guy, like, it's one thing to get nailed at the plate, tagging up. We see that once in a while, once a week here and there, you know, on the highlight package. Understand what happened. Whether Pete got hosed or not, it wasn't a shallow pop-up. Certainly wasn't deep, but it was medium length. Left fielder catches it, throws a Pete at a shortstop, or the cut guy. I think it was a short or third. And then a cut relay to the plate. And you still get Alonso. I mean, come on. You got to beat that throw, dude. Whether you got screwed or not, you just don't see that too often. But a tough loss. It's a tough loss. And neither team's really kidding
right
now. And
by the way, the bigger story from the game, we're not getting into it, Imanaga.
He looks phenomenal. Yeah,
the Mets missed the boat on that. They go hard after Yamamoto. Don't even give
him. Well, the Mets aren't the only team that missed the boat. His ERA is under 1.
Yeah, but there was some. And it's not even about his ERA. He's been a good. Like, remember, he first got the introductory press conference. He started singing the Hey, Chicago, what do you say?
Yeah. Personality.
Yeah, he's got some personality behind him, and he's been good.
He's pitched great. Yeah. All right, back to the Knicks calls. Obviously, mission one is to stop Maxi. And Scotty's in Marlboro wants to jump in. Scott, what's happening?
What's up, boys? How are you?
Hey,
what's up, Scott?
Now, I got to apologize. Last week, I said Maxey wasn't a superstar, and I was wrong.
Hmm.
I'll admit it. My bad.
We appreciate the accountability.
Yeah, no problem. And ask Jerry. Recco knows me. I think you got to run as many bodies out there as possible on Embiid. And again, I'm not saying you're going to play Burks. You got to beat him up a little bit and beat him up early. Don't let him get a triple-double. And like you said, I looked at that after that game. I said, the guy had a triple-double. I mean, he was really good. No, he wasn't.
He was not really good. He watched the same game really good.
I thought he made some impactful plays.
He made some impactful plays.
I thought he made some impactful plays down the stretch, but I did not, you know, you watch him score 50, he took over the game.
Well, triple, I kept double. Saying, where the hell is Embiid?
Yeah,
that's what I kept saying.
I did not get the feel of a true triple-double from Embiid in that game.
Right. And it's Maxey's going to get his points, I really do think. I mean, the guy's almost averaging 35 a game in the playoffs, but don't let him get crazy. He reminds me of Iverson a little bit. Don't let him go off and score 12, stop, and then score 10.
Yeah.
You got to slow him down, but you got to get him beat. Just get him beat out of the game.
That's easier said than done. Thanks for the call there, Scott. Yeah, I mean, listen, if you guys are just tuning in, the way I would do this tonight, and we'll see what Tom Thibodeau draws up here, but I would just go, hey, you know what, Joel Embiid, I've watched you now hobble around for 7 or 8 straight days, and you've proven to be physically resilient, probably more, you know, if it wasn't the playoffs. I mean, there's obviously, you know, something surging through your body, which we respect, that's willing you through these games because you're physically not right. Your gait is compromised. You got no lift. Your front rim and jump shots. You look slow. You look broken, quite frankly, despite his great talent. And I'm going to roll the dice on that body, which is rapidly decaying in front of our eyes, not being able to beat me. I'm not letting Maxey, who can score 14 points seemingly in 2 or 3 minutes when he gets hot, and Embiid's style, just the way he approaches the jab step, the pump fake, holding the ball, reading the defense. Like, I think that behooves the Knicks to make them play that pace, to have Maxey run off screens and darting to the rim and just throwing bucket after bucket. I cannot let Maxey beat me tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think both guys have the ability to just go off, so I'd be careful. But I do trust the Knicks to defend and be better one-on-one. To me, it just seems like the smarter plan.
Let me get Howard in Brick, New Jersey. Howie, BT and Sal, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Happy Thursday.
Yeah, man.
All right, listen, real quick, I just want to say this about Brunson. You know, we watch him every night, night after night, get hacked and whacked every single night. He's just a gritty New York Knick. So this will never affect his legacy.
I agree.
Have a future.
Losing in the first round of the postseason is not going to affect his legacy.
I think you're making too much of it.
Yeah. They had a 3-1 lead in this series. It's the first round. What are we doing here? Should the Knicks hang a banner? Jalen Brunson had a stellar regular season. I mean, my God, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here? He's already a legacy in New York. What does he have to prove to you?
He's done nothing yet! Nothing! And thank you for the call. What does he have to prove? And you asked, this is why I love Jalen Brunson. Go ask Jalen Brunson what he's done or what he's got to prove. He will say, the first guy to say, I've done nothing yet. He's literally won one first round. That's it! Guys, I mean, let's wake up here. Let's wake up. We criticize Patrick Ewing every step of the way. We knock Julius Randle. I'll even back Carmelo Anthony for a second here. We rip Carmelo. Why do we rip Carmelo Anthony? Because he had 154-win season. There was no consistency. He was a dog in the wrong way in the postseason. And that's how you're judged here. Now, do I think Jalen Brunson is going to be that? No, I think he's a legit superstar who's going to further cement his legacy starting with tonight in Game 6. But let's not make it like if they lose this series, Jalen Brunson is going to be looked at as an all-time great. Walt Clyde Frazier won championships! Ewing took the Knicks to a finals every year with second round minimum. Jalen Brunson's on squat yet. Holy cow, what does he got to prove? He's got a lot to prove.
Now, just to be clear, that's not why I bury Carmelo when I bury Carmelo Anthony. I bury Carmelo Anthony not for lack of postseason success, but because he was indifferent to defense, he was a chucker, he got in the way of Linsanity. Right. Yeah, a lot of great attributes.
I agree with
as well.
All that, yeah.
Got in the way of Linsanity, wasn't... Yeah, I thought he was more of sometimes about the adulation, like when he played in the All-Star game with a bum knee, then the next day he shut it down and basically, you know, didn't play the rest of the year. So those are totally different circumstances with Carmelo Anthony. You know, Ewing has a complicated legacy because, you know, he was great, one of the original 50 best players in the history of the NBA, but he misses the finger roll instead of dunking it. He gets abused by, I know you always say that he didn't, he got absolutely right. abused by Hakeem Olajuwon, abused, and Bernard King, who I think is, even more than Patrick, the greatest Knicks. I didn't see Clyde at all.
Right.
Bernard King didn't do anything, he didn't win anything either.
Right.
Won nothing. So, at the end of the day...
Right, but to me, Bernard King's Nick legacy does not resonate with me.
Because you didn't see him.
Yeah, I know that.
That's the only reason, because you didn't see him.
Yeah, but
if you did, it would.
I didn't see Walt Clyde Frazier. I understand his impact.
Well, because you're going to the bottom line result, which I get. Which I get, which is championships. I do get that, but it's almost like Mattingly. In a lot of ways, Bernard King and Mattingly have a very similar parallel. Bernard with the injury, too, to his knee, Donnie with the back. But if you saw Pete Bernard King... You just know that he was the greatest Nick, unless you saw Clyde, that you've ever seen. If you saw peak healthy Mattingly, you know the same thing.
Right,
now, if you're 30 years old, you go on Baseball Reference, you're like, Mattingly, he had 280. I had a couple of good years to start. He had back-to-back 288 seasons, and he had no power. And, you know, for a first baseman who couldn't run, you had no power. How good were you? Well, you didn't see him.
But we're not talking
about you didn't see Bernard King.
Right, but we're not talking about how good the players are.
But good and legacy, there's always they intertwine on some level.
You cannot blow a 3-1 series lead.
Yes, you can. Players do it all the time. Great players do it all the time. Happens all the time.
So what about Embiid? You talked about Embiid. He's a great player, an all-time great player. Why are we knocking Embiid? Why is his legacy then in question?
Well, firstly,
if he's a great player, MVP, great player, why are we knocking his legacy?
Well, because he's 4 years older than Jalen Brunson. There's been a repeated path of failure that's been well chronicled, and he was the first overall pick, top pick in the NBA draft.
So it's because he's a second round pick.
No, I'm not saying that, but I do believe that it's still. I think where we disagree, we don't disagree fully on the...
Well, we're talking about two different things.
Well, yes and no. I think maybe I'm stretching the boundaries of legacy, because at the end of the day, the way Jalen Brunson performs tonight or these next two games does directly correlate to legacy, big picture. I'm not wrapped up in that at all, because to me, he's the greatest Nick I've seen.
I understand, and
if I'm going to say that, which I believe, then I can't selectively choose and ignore Ewing's failures, King's failures, Mattingly failures, Doc failures.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That, like, it's the same scale. And there's going to be more chapters with age, but right now I'm not thinking legacy. I'm thinking we are lucky to have this guy.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Mattingly swings and he has a drive to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Back to back. Nina belly to belly.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back here on The Fan. It's 11:22. Get ready for those Knicks tonight. And we'll get back to these calls here, obviously, 877-337-6666. So if you're there, sit tight. We'll get to you. But right now we get to a Long Island kid who made real good, played at UNC, three-time NBA champion, and he is Odyssey insider Danny Green. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Hey, Danny, it's BT and Sal. Welcome to our show. Welcome to The Fan. What's happening, buddy?
What's up? Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, man, all good. Perfect guy to talk to today. The first thing that I want to throw by you, like I was saying to Sal earlier, if I'm the Knicks, just looking, and I know he's amazing, and I know it's a risk, but looking at how physically compromised Embiid looks to, you know, at this point, I'm going to tempt him to beat me. I'm not even going to run a ton of doubles at him. I'm going to try to neutralize Maxey and see if Embiid physically can do it. I'm not sure that he can. Do you think that that's a sound defensive strategy if the Knicks were to do that tonight?
That's actually not a bad idea. I mean, it's pretty smart. You might be probably on the coach's staff. I think that's a pretty good approach. I don't think one of them can beat you. I mean, even if you just let Maxey go off and I don't think one of them could beat you alone. But yes, I think he's probably the more fatigued one. Tyrese got a lot of energy. He's not going to be tired like that. Joel looks fatigued. So if I was the Knicks team, you know, the smart thing would be to, I'm going to say double him, but like make him work and attack him on the other end of the floor. His health, his knee, everybody's kind of not sure where he's at. So, yeah. You know, the best way to test it out and see if he can last four quarters. So they're going to need other guys to step up if you, you know, kind of neutralize both those two. But like I said, I think you guys are in a pretty good position with the depth that you guys have.
Well, I mean, depth if you use it. I mean, can Tom Thibodeau, I don't know if you're going to see Thibs. I don't know if you're going to the game. I don't know if you have his number. Text Thibs and tell him to play Precious Achiuwa. You can't win the series with seven guys here, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, you won't win the playoffs with seven guys. You have to, when you go especially further, you're going to need those other guys. You know, you have a lot of, I know Boyan went out and he's hurt, but I know Alec Burks is there. Like, you have some guys on that bench that can play. Shake Milton is over there. You got some hoopers, so I think you need to use them. And also, you don't want to tire out your starters. You know, Josh Hart and Jalen, I know they're very good. So DiVincenzo, but at some point, you know, those minutes are going to add up and make them, you know, tired. Maybe not this series, but for sure the next in the Eastern Conference Finals, they'd be worn out if you guys even get a chance to try to make it to that point.
Danny, you think the Knicks have enough to win if Jalen Brunson doesn't have a big game like he did in Game 4?
Yes, he's done it before. I mean, he struggled the first two games you guys won, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but right. Do you think it's sustainable is the question. I don't myself.
I think so. You guys have enough firepower with OG, DiVincenzo. I mean, if you call a big game a 30-40, if he stays with his 20-25, I think you need big games from OG, Josh. Mr. Robinson, you just got a rebound. Y'all got a rebound in the last game. So that was the big difference. Usually you guys are beating them up on the boards and gives you extra possessions. And that's kind of like a defense, you know, getting offensive rebounds because they don't get as many possessions. So if you guys play defense well enough, I think you can win the game without him having a big night.
You know, it's a superstar-driven league, Danny, as you know. You played with Embiid and Maxey. Do you think if those guys are at their best, there's like we talk about it from the Knicks perspective, okay, could they win if Brunson doesn't take over the game? You say yes. Well, what about if Embiid and Maxey are at their best? Is there anything the Knicks can do to beat the Sixers if you get top performances from those guys?
No. You have to outscore them. When those guys are at their best, there's only Jamal and Jokic, you know, Murray and Jokic. There's not many better duos out there. So your best bet is to limit their others and try to outscore them. So Jalen's going to have that big game. DiVincenzo, OG, Josh Hart, Mr. Robinson, Hartenstein, like all those guys are going to have to play well, and you're going to have to try to outscore them. You know Tibbs likes to play in the 90s or 80s if he could, you know, so slower pace and muck it up. But if they get going and they're playing well, it's going to be hard to beat that team.
We're talking to Danny Green, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. I mean, listen, we've even done this, and this happened a lot. I've been in the building when it's happened, so I can't give us a pass completely. Like, LeBron puts on a show, Kobe puts on a show back in the day, MJ back in the day. Garden fans, even as devout Knicks fans, you kind of you get wrapped up in the moment like it's a Broadway show. But for the Knicks fans to take over a venue that prides themselves on being such an amazing sports town is absolutely pathetic and pitiful. You played there. How surprised are you?
I'm a little surprised.
A little.
Pathetic and pitiful. I just think the Knicks fans are a little more prepared. They probably got the tickets
early.
No,
that's pitiful. It's pathetic, Danny. Come on.
I think that's I saw that Ruben bought some tickets to give some fans. And, I mean, maybe the fans are not happy with inconsistency. You know, they had some injuries this year up and down. But Knicks fans said they're very passionate, and I think they're proving some guys wrong and saying how much they care about the game because they're traveling, I mean, even celebrities. So, but, yeah, I think I would expect Philly to show up. Joel expressed his disappointment in them, and yep. I think they're going to show up in full force. So,
well, they have to because they bought 6,000 tickets. They're basically dumping them to people on the street. So if they don't show up there, they don't even like freebies.
Yeah, we forget that New York fans, people that live in New York, have a little bit more money. It's more expensive to live in New York than it is Philly. And they're able to probably buy up more tickets, the better tickets, than the Philly fans are. So I give them benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Philly fans, man, they're about their teams. They don't play. So we'll see how they are. Yeah. You know, I mean, Joel's disappointed. I was a little shocked, but I think that'll change quickly.
Danny, you play with him. Has Embiid always been this dirty?
Oh, my God. What?
I mean, come on, you've seen it. I mean, he's kneeing guys in the groin, pulling Mitchell Robinson down, for, you know, trying to grab his legs, take him out from under him, elbowing Brunson. Yeah. Has he always been a dirty player, Joel Embiid?
I think that you can make a dirty play without being a dirty player. The one play on Mitchell Robinson was not a clean play, no. The kick in the groin, I think this is, you know, those were not, you know, intentional plays. Those are plays he's trying to draw fouls, you know, he flails and flops sometimes. But that doesn't mean that he's purposely trying to kick people on the groin or step on ankles. And so now he took the guy and tried to take him out the air. That was does not a clean play. So that's a tough one. But there's a lot of guys that you can look at and be like, they have made some dirty plays, but not dirty players. You can say, oh, Giannis could be a dirty player. I don't think Giannis is a dirty player, but you go back to history, he's probably made a dirty player too. I don't think Joel's a dirty player. But yes, the antics and the stuff and the flopping, I'm just not a big fan of flopping on both sides. But the antics do make it look way worse than what it really is.
Yeah, he seems overly wrapped up. Don't forget about the elbow to Jalen Brunson's, you know, neck/throat. I mean, that's on the list as well.
That to me is basketball play, man. People
really
coming through the lane all the time. You know, back in the day it was a normal thing.
No, I get. I'm older than you, so back in the day,
Jalen,
I get it.
Jalen's my guy. I love him, but you know, he's selling it. You know, he's trying to sell it too. He's trying to. That's a normal play. It's a normal bump. That's how we played. Especially early in my years, that's got a little change since the later years.
Yeah,
but that's another guy come to the lane, tag him, and they call it a tag. You tag him, touch him, see you in 3 seconds, or bump him, let him know you're not just gonna come to the lane. Well, nobody touches you, so
yeah,
that's just a normal thing.
Do you? This is something for down the road, and I don't know how much you've actually gotten into conversations. He hasn't played in a while, like Randall and how he fits here with this group. See, I'm of the belief, and I know he's a terrific player, and he's a bull, and his body's tight, and his spirit's great, and we all love him, right? But it's my contention, Danny, that like the one or two things that he doesn't do well, like quicker decisions and kind of, you know, getting a little skittish when you run that second defender at him, a little turnover prone. Like, to me, the one thing that he doesn't do well kind of takes away from Jalen Brunson's ability to really free-flowingly manipulate the game and dominate the game. Do you think, big picture, that Brunson and Randall, that they're a championship duo?
I mean, I said it, to me, it's not a duo type of thing. It's a collective, and I think you guys have the group to do it. I think he definitely can be an addition, and you could teach him. He could learn to make quick decisions, you know. Tibbs can have him, but Tibbs likes to play slow. But Tibbs can have him in a .5 mindset. It's like, all right, you catch the ball, just go quick, make a pass, or shoot it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and play faster, but you guys don't normally naturally play faster. But I think with the collective, with that duo, can be a championship team. It's not like these two guys are just the main two guys. You know what I'm saying? You guys have great guys, great pieces. that you got to cheap deals. You know, you got Josh Hart, Deuce McBride, Steven Chenzo, OG Anunoby, Zepetesun, Hartenstein, and Mitchell Robinson.
Yep.
Like, the combination of all those guys with that duo, I think, can fit pretty well.
Danny, you still a Long Island guy?
Am I still a Long Island
guy?
Yeah,
you on the island or no?
I mean, I don't live there. My family still lives there.
All right, give me your favorite restaurant on Long Island.
My favorite, I mean, I like to go to diners, man. I go to diners and eat breakfast most of the time.
Nice.
And when I come back to New York, I said I got to get some of the Jamaican food, some of the Italian food, some of the Chinese food that is different in other places of the world. So when I come back, those are the foods that I kind of seek out.
All right, fair enough. Did you grow up a Knicks fan? I know you were, 10 years old when the, okay. They weren't very good, right, by the time you were.
I grew up in an era where it was tough to watch most New York sports except for the Yankees. You know, the Bulls kind of ran the 90s. I was an MJ fan, and the Bulls kind of ran the 90s. So I grew up watching most of that happen.
All right.
Well, so if you're an MJ fan, not a Knicks fan, is what I'm hearing. Kind of.
Well, I mean, BT, you wore the Jordan as well.
That's correct. I wasn't a big Knicks fan. I was a fan of certain players, but I was not. I was not a Knicks fan. I was a Yankee fan.
Okay.
I didn't grow up many of the football. Like, I didn't grow up. The New York sports teams weren't that great during that time.
Gotcha.
So it was hard for me to be a fan of those teams.
Some things never change.
Yeah. Well, listen, man. As I said, as I introduced you,
changing now.
Yeah, no, it is. Now.
There you go, Danny.
It's about time. Yeah.
Except those Mets are still a little lackluster with the stick. But anyway. Long Island kid who's done great for himself, 3 championships, played for the Tar Heels, and he is our Odyssey NBA insider. Appreciate you jumping on, Danny. Enjoy tonight. Enjoy the rest of the series and everything else, man.
You too. Good luck tonight, man. It's going to be a fun one.
We hope, Danny. We hope, brother. Thank you very, very much. All right. Let's get to Anthony up in Harlem. Ant, BT, and Sal, what's happening?
Hey, good boys. Good morning. That was great, man, to hear Danny Green talk a little. Local kid.
What's up, man?
I want to talk about, like, Tibbs is just kind of driving me crazy, and Danny Green kind of hit on it. Like, Embiid can't defend, right? He's a shell of himself. And he's so worried about him on the offensive end that he's playing Mitch in all these key spots. And Mitch is what he is. He's a really good defender, but he's got no offensive game, Mitch. They're playing offense with 4 guys when he's on the floor, and you played a 53-minute game, and you have 2 banged-up centers with Mitch and Hartenstein, and you got Precious Achiuwa sitting on the bench getting a DNP. So I don't know what the deal is, why he won't play that kid, but all he did when he played was score 10 and grab 10 rebounds, and he's got an offensive game where he could pull and beat away from the hoop, hit a mid-range shot. Like, why can't that kid play in a 15-minute game?
It was a fail. Tom Thibodeau either forgot about him or miscalculated a matchup or got wrapped up in the moment. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I was screaming about this, not the only thing. Thanks for the call, Lance, that I was screaming about with Tom Thibodeau after the last game. For Precious Achiuwa not to be in that game, when guys, their tongues were hitting the floor. Everybody was physically spent, including the Knicks. But you put him on the floor, and with 3, 4, 5 guys playing 45, 46 minutes plus, his athleticism, which is borderline elite anyway, would have been so beneficial. Just a little 3, 4, 5-minute jolt, it was inexcusable. I don't know how he didn't play.
Yeah, I can't get caught up in that. They lost the game because Mitchell Robinson made a stupid play. They lost because Josh Hart didn't hit a free throw. And they lost because Jalen Brunson was turning the ball over down the stretch. Nobody could buy a bucket in overtime. There are a lot of reasons. I'm not even getting on him for not fouling Maxey. Well, I don't think it was a smart decision. Like, there were so many things that had to go wrong for the Knicks, and they just made too many losing plays.
No, I get that, Sal. Like, the free throw, there's nothing, I mean, we can yell about it, but he missed one. He's going to make it. There's no doubt. But the things that were preventable, this is where I really disagree with you, going back to the other day and obviously still now, and hopefully this changes tonight. Like, I love Mitch. Mitchell Robinson, I'm sorry, 25 feet away from the perimeter on anybody other than Embiid is a colossal mismatch. He doesn't move his feet like that. That's where Achiuwa should have been in the game. I mean, to have Mitchell Robinson in a position where he's got to drop down or move up. What do I do? Foul line, 3-point line with Tyrese Maxey with 10 seconds, 8 seconds to go was criminal. I mean, for Tom Thibodeau not to know that, it's disgraceful. So I understand that there's certain things that you just got to trust. Hey, Josh Hart tonight, big shot, make it. Jalen Brunson, you're going up for a big shot tonight. Don't second guess or then reroute the ball when your big is diving to the hoop to get the offensive rebound. Shoot it or pass it before he makes the cut. Those things you can't really control. That's player driven, but matchup stuff, that's the coach's job. That's his job. Got to know that. Let me get AJ real quick up in Eastchester. AJ, what's happening?
What's happening, guys?
Hey.
What's up, AJ?
What's going on? So, listen, can I just preface this by saying I understand, and I think I speak for every Knicks fan, understands the magnitude and the importance of tonight's game. But to start this show off by saying that we're going to be questioning Jalen Brunson's legacy if something doesn't. This guy pours his heart and soul into every game, his guts into every game, which is like everything that every Knicks fan asks for in a player that's been asking for years. And we're going to sit here and question this man's his legacy? We can't do this.
No, he's going. Yes, we can, AJ. That's what we do. I agree with everything you're saying. He pours. That's why we love him. He pours his heart and soul, max effort. He gets the most out of his ability. You love that about him. However, athletes in this town are defined by what they do in the postseason. It's not. I don't make the rules. That's just how it is.
But legacy comes with longevity. We all understand. Listen, Jalen Brunson's going to be here for years. So that, to us, is already part of what he's rooting into Madison Square Garden.
Right, this is the beginning.
This
is the beginning. This is his second season. He's won one playoff round, and they had a 3-1 lead in this, and it's now 3-2. His legacy here, early legacy with the Knicks, is on the line in this series.
But it's not all on him, Sal. These other guys have to step up. In games one and games two, when
AJ, are you old enough to watch the 90s Knicks and Patrick Ewing?
Of course, yeah, I'm 45 years old.
Okay, so then you're the perfect guy to have this conversation with. Are you holding Brunson to a different standard than Patrick Ewing?
I mean, Patrick Ewing.
Because how come nobody says, well, Ewing needed the other guys around him? Oh, they didn't do the job. Starks was 2-for-18 in game seven.
A lot of people say that. Yeah, I think you hear that all the time.
Well, No. The recent sentiment is Ewing didn't win a ring, and Ewing got outplayed by Olajuwon, as you have said.
That's a fact.
And yeah, okay.
It
so,
is.
So,
it's painful,
so
then that's a fact.
Where's Ewing's legacy right now? Where's Ewing's legacy right now?
Well, I think he's the greatest Knick ever.
Right, exactly. So, again, well, for what Ewing did for the Knicks during that time when MJ was around, like we all fell in love with the guy, with what right. he did for the Knicks as mm-hmm. fans. And what Jalen Brunson is doing for the Knicks fans right now and for the city, for this city in general, it's incredible. So for us to question his legacy, it's just way too much, man. This guy, like I said, he's poor.
Well, nobody's questioning his legacy, and thank you for the call. He's just not understanding the point. Nobody's questioning his legacy. We're saying his legacy will be defined by what he does in the postseason. This is the second year in the postseason. They're up 3-1. He's their superstar. He knows it. He'd tell you the same thing I'm telling you. He's got to win this series. This is on him. That's it. He's the star. We judge the stars in this town. Nobody's been calling about Dante DiVincenzo. Like, oh, you know what? DiVincenzo didn't get it done in the first round series. That's not how it works. It's not about Deuce McBride. It's about Jalen Brunson.
You know, I know we got a break here. There's somewhere in the world, I don't know where, somewhere in the world there's a, 9 or 10 month old little boy crawling around on some carpet, yeah. right? And eventually that little boy is going to grow up to one day, somebody, right. to break Jalen Brunson's all-time single game playoff scoring record. Just like when BK was doing it back in the early 80s, and then eventually Jalen Brunson was crawling around watching his mm-hmm. dad play, blend, so on and so forth. And to me, that's where I think I splinter off from you. Of course, I'm from here. I get the whole legacy right. thing. But his legacy is, even if he bombs tonight, he won't. If he bombs Saturday, he won't. And he never wins a championship. That I don't know in how many years he's here. His legacy is maybe I'm hanging on to something less tangible, like that elevation mm-hmm. of the Knicks, that feeling that he's giving us now. No, that doesn't necessarily deliver a championship. But I also think the legacy is born of the fact that that little baby boy who's crawling around now, someday our kids, ours, me and you,
yeah,
ours,
yeah.
are going to be watching a game and Joe Smith is going to score 51 points and you're going to see Jalen Brunson right beneath it. And you're going right. to say, if we're still alive, God willing, we're going to say, yeah, he didn't win a championship. If he doesn't, but that guy was the man.
Well, right,
and that's an aspect of legacy as well.
Right. But there's a big difference between winning a championship and getting out of the first round.
Who's the most revered? Let me ask you that. I agree with that, Sal. I got that. Of course, I'm not going to debate on it.
Like,
I get that.
And also, I am not knocking Jalen Brunson.
I know you're not.
I'm not questioning his legacy. I'm saying that this is a legacy game tonight. Go out there and cement it. He's only been here 2 years. And in those 2 years, which, by the way, the second year's not even complete, he's already far exceeded what anybody thought he would ever do.
Mm-hmm.
So he's clearly on his way to being the greatest Knick of all time. Now, to do that, does he have to win a championship? I don't know. That's going to be up for debate.
Yep.
Right now, in this moment, in this series, he is going to be the one that takes a hit if, in fact, the Knicks do blow this series.
Now, I got you. It takes years for this to actually define itself here. But I think this is interesting. Like, if I ask you, and I don't know if you'll give me the answer that I'm thinking of. I think you might. Who is the most beloved, you know, in modern New York Yankee?
Jeter? Mo?
It's Mattingly.
Oh, come on.
It's Mattingly.
Yeah, for you,
Well, of course. I mean, guys my age and above.
Yeah, but you're going back 40 years.
But I mean, if you saw Mattingly, the point being, I think that's fairly indisputable, objective. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's not Jeter and it's not Mo. I think it's Mattingly. I feel strongly about that, okay? Not that I'm not open to the other side. I feel very strongly it's Donnie. And not just for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
No championships. I think that there's certain... And by the way, he came after they won championships.
He also won an MVP.
I know. I think that there's certain guys who transcend championships. And I think, I don't know, I think that Brunson could be in the formative stage of becoming that guy, even if he doesn't win a championship.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
You know, that's where we splinter off.
But he's got to do it more than just 2 years. And
he's only been here 2 years.
And by the way, there is a big difference. It was different in 1985 than it is in 2024 when you, especially in the NBA, where you judge players, right or wrong, ultimately on winning a championship. Now, I would never hold him to that standard. Because
you just said a mouthful, right or wrong. For me, it's always been more wrong than right. It's unfair. People forget context.
Right, but what's the only knock on Patrick Ewing?
The no championship.
Okay, so I love Patrick Ewing, and he gave everything he had. He fell short of it. He's still, to me, the greatest Knick that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Brunson's got a long way to go to get to that level. It's not about championship or bust, but my goodness, if you have a blown 3-1 series lead hung on you, that to me is worse than the finger roll in 95.
Oof. Oof, the finger roll.
I'm just saying. Right. Yeah.
Finger roll.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Ball game over. A perfect game. A perfect game for David Cohn.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
And it was Danny Green, of course, the caller of the day.
Danny Green.
Yes. We already had him on. Danny Green was the caller of the day.
Yeah. We had a nice conversation off air about that. It was perfectly set up.
No, I was. I was listening.
He stared at me and acknowledged.
I swear to God.
You did acknowledge it.
I did. I heard you. I thought that was just the usual read the copy, and then we would play something from Danny. That's my fault. I will not pass the buck.
I know you wanted to.
Hey. I will pull Jalen Brunson post game. It's on me.
You know what I find ironic?
Josh Hart got hit the free throw.
You know what I find ironic here about this whole situation?
What?
You heard about Hoff breaking up the fight last
night? Yeah, the peacekeeper over at Citi Field.
So he breaks up a fight at Citi Field, apparently, but yet he wants us to fight more. Remember, he was upset the other day when we didn't fight. We backed away a little bit.
Yeah, he tries to wire us
so
up a
Hoff,
little bit.
So, Hoff, why is it? So you break up a fight at Citi Field last night. You become a hero. They're chanting your name. We have to ask you what the hell's going on. You didn't say anything. Yeah. But then with us, you like to see us fight a little bit more. Is that true?
Oh, it's 100% true, but that's because that's my job. when I'm not working, it's a different Pete Hoffman. Yeah.
So what the heck happened last night, real quick? What happened at City? Tell us.
So, listen, it was a great day. We saw Harrison Bader. Eastchester Little League was in attendance.
I saw the picture with Bader.
So we met Bader before the game. It was great. Everyone, like, dude, like,
that's
300.
That's awesome.
Like, 300 people were there from Eastchester. It's awesome. They did
Phenomenal.
A great job.
Yep.
Everyone's
did you guys get on the field or no?
Didn't get on the field.
Got
but that's okay.
I got you. Listen,
we got in before. They let us in the ballpark to watch batting practice, which is something that doesn't happen anymore.
The old days.
Like,
no,
honestly, like 5:45, the door's open.
Yeah.
Everyone's off the field. So we got to see a lot. Everyone got walked away with like a foul ball.
Nice.
Got
okay, so far, so good.
It was great. Everything was fantastic. I went and met my boy, Matt Frivola, UFC fighter, Long Island. By the way, Sal, the father of Matt Frivola said, please stop dogging Jeff McNeil. Get off his case a little bit. Yeah. But that's a side note.
McNeil start hitting again off his case.
Yeah, like I'm the problem. The guy's hit 240. It's my issue for getting on him.
There's a soft fly ball to left field. Alonzo tagging. Come on, dude.
Yeah. Hits a pop-up to shortstop. Alonzo gets thrown out at home.
On a relay play.
So I have to leave because Nicholas has a stomach ache. He's like, I have to leave. Right. Tony doesn't want to leave.
Lindor, okay.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Lindor's not playing today for those on a serious note. So keep he's out today.
Flu-like symptoms last night. He left the game, so tonight out again.
They may have the similar bug. But anyway, Tony did not want to leave. He wanted to watch the end of the game. It was the bottom of the eighth. So I'm like, I asked someone to take him home. No problem. I'm going to tell him that I'm leaving, you're staying. And literally, the rows next to him, in between both sides, there's three kids that stand up, are about to charge the steps and are like yelling, dropping F-bombs and cursing.
You
say
kids define like
they're
18,
they're not kids,
20,
no. They're like early to mid-20s.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, over what? Like
I couldn't tell.
They wanted some offense. They were getting pissed off. They're bored.
I understand that, but you join together and go against the Mets, not each other.
I honestly couldn't tell. Listen, there was a bunch of girls in between them. In between
maybe
the rows. So
maybe a girl.
That's a possibility. All I know is I didn't have time for it. There's too many kids running around.
Like, so you threw your weight in the middle of it.
Literally, I just stepped in between and said, not now, not here. We got 300 kids here. I don't have time for that. Like these, listen.
Never steps in between me and you, though.
Yeah, right. No, he ain't just on.
No, I've been told that I'm to step away.
Okay.
Been told. You know what's funny, too, huh? Like, first of all, good job. In all seriousness.
Yeah, as opposed to sitting there filming it. Oh, let me post this to the gram. Good job getting involved.
Thank you.
Yeah, right? True.
People sit back and go, oh, here we go.
Exactly.
Oh,
way to step in and keep the kids safe.
Did you see that? Yeah, right.
Very
so good
selfless.
Job.
Yeah. But, you know, a couple of, you got to be careful, and thankfully it worked out well. Like, when you're intervening, and it's a delicate approach, like, you got to let the people know that, because sometimes you get somebody who's so revved up, they think, mistakenly, you're coming at them. You've got to let them know right away.
100%.
So how did you do it?
So I basically, I was like the referee where I was like, I put hands on both sides. Yep. Like, I just put them up like, yo, I'm peacekeeper here. I have nothing to do with anybody, but like, relax. And one side was over the top and not listen to me. So then I went, let me try the other side because they might be cooler heads. Yeah. And they got into my face a little bit. But again, I had no association. And then my boys, AJ, who just actually was on the phone, my boy Mike came over and was like,
here comes the muscle.
They were like, hey, is everything cool? Like, this is our boy. I'm like, yo, it's not me. We just try to separate these two groups.
Jeez.
And it was cool. Afterwards, again, we kind of like, I went to each individual group, said thank you for respecting our area. Because we basically, like, we took over 129. We had this whole section.
Where's 129 again? I know
left
more
field.
So. Yeah, left field. Down the left field line, right?
Yeah, the foul pole. Which was awesome. Had a great time. Everything.
Yeah.
Dude, even one of the kids got to do the home run derby.
I got my ass kicked. Mets didn't score any runs. Alonzo got thrown at the dish and nailed the AA. Great time.
It was fantastic. Spent a lot of money, as always.
I'm just teasing.
But, and listen, again, I do have to give a shout out because I'm walking away. I was able to calm things down. The kids did, the men, because they're
the young
20
men.
Plus year old, they did give hugs, handshakes to me. Everything was calm. Nothing happened after I left, I heard, so that was really good. Mm. And I got a nice little standing ovation as I walked
out. There you go.
It's Hoff, our hero.
Very nice.
So now, Hoff, thankfully it was diffused here. If it wasn't diffused, you know, was it a crew that you could have handled for a second before your boys jumped in, or was it like a crew that, you know, it's gonna be tough?
No one was taller than me, so, but again, kids up, I was worried about the kids behind me because they were above me, and I turned my back to them. I'm like, someone could swing at any time if they think. Mm. So I turned back to them quicker, but I felt very confident. One on one, I could have taken all of them.
Wow.
Two on one, probably doing pretty
good.
Two
on one's pretty different for everybody. All right. There you go.
Good job.
Proud of Hoff.
Yes.
Proud of Hoff.
I mean, whatever.
Not really.
I mean, I'm proud of him.
You guys are just upset that I make you guys fight all the time.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, think about this. Now,
if this segment goes on much longer, we're going to fight again. Let's keep him.
You're right. Well, Hoff, think about this. If the kids weren't there, and now if they're not there, he doesn't intervene. Clearly, that's why I get it. But, I mean, this could have gone the other ways. Hoff could have had four or five beers in him.
He
gets a little restless. He throws something. Somebody throws something at him. It's on video.
Now he gets in trouble.
We have a totally different story today. So let's log
And we have a new producer.
The temperament.
Right.
Oh, wait. So, maybe.
So are you pushing me to... No, you
acted like an adult.
That's
congratulations.
What that's what we're saying.
First time
not
ever.
Not enough of those around here.
That's true.
Over the years.
Certainly not in this room.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.